Good morning. Happy Sabbath. How are you guys? Happy Sabbath. Well, one thing I can tell you is when you guys grow up, you'll be extremely happy as the Sabbath. Because as you grow up, you have more responsibilities, you have more problems, aside from just being hungry and wanting to go to sleep. So you'll enjoy the Sabbath. So I say, praise God is the Sabbath. I wanted to tell you a story today, and I'm sure you guys have heard this story before. But before that, please close your eyes and we'll do a short prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for the wonderful Sabbath. And I thank you, God, for this opportunity to share with the children your story. Please use me, Lord. Please relay the message. May they understand it. And us all, bless us, please, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This story occurs in Genesis chapter 41. And it's the story of a man named Joseph. You guys heard of Joseph? The story of Joseph? Okay, so Joseph was actually in Egypt. And during that time, he was actually in prison. So when he was in prison, the Pharaoh, who was the king of Egypt, who was the Pharaoh? King of Egypt. The Pharaoh was the king of Egypt. He had a dream. And in this dream, he saw seven fat cows coming out of a river. Seven humongous fat cows. And then followed behind them was seven skinny, very lean cows. Now, you know what the unusual thing happened? I know some of you must have heard the story already. Do you know what happened?
The skinny cows ate the big cows.
The skinny, wimpy cows ate the huge fat cows. Now, you know what the worst part of it is that, you know, like when you guys are hungry and you eat, and sometimes your tummy kind of sticks out a little bit after you've eaten, it shows you ate. Even in serpents, when a serpent or a snake eats something, you can see the little bulge on it like that, right? But these skinny cows, they swallowed these humongous cows, and they didn't show like they had eaten anything. So they still show that they were skinny. Now, this is the definition of the dream. Joseph was before the Pharaoh. He was brought from prison, and he was supposed to reveal what this said. And he said, it is not in me, but God will reveal to the Pharaoh a message of peace. And this is what he said. These seven fatted cows represent 7 years. How many years?
Seven.
7 years of plentitude, of a lot of food in the land, plants, crops. It would just grow a lot. And then it's going to be followed by 7 years of famine. Now, that's a big word. What does famine mean?
Wasted food.
It means hunger, being hungry. And if you're hungry, that means there's no food in the land. So there were 7 years of hunger. So much that the years of a lot of stuff were forgotten. You guys forget, don't you? Like when your mom tells you to clean your room, you forget. If your mom tells you to pick up your toys, you forget. If you don't forget certain things, though, like going to eat or hopefully going to the bathroom, you don't forget that part, right? Some necessities we don't forget. But they forgot that there was a lot. So, let me tell you what's going on here. God tells us in his word that right now we are living the days of a lot. But we're not talking about food. We're talking about spiritual food. Right now, you know that you can get a Bible almost anywhere? You go to Dollar Tree and you can get a Bible for a dollar. So anywhere you go, you can reach and get a Bible. Every house has an average of about 4 to 5 Bibles. But you know what the problem is? That we don't read them. Now, when God speaks in his word, do you guys believe it's going to happen? Well, history has shown that many things have happened already. Now, I'm going to read you something. Now, let me tell you, and this is a prophecy that will come to pass. Listen to this. This is in Amos 8, verse 11. And it says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, not a thirst of water, not of but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Now this applies to you guys, the young people. Listen to what it says. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint to thirst. You guys will be fainting, and it's going to be us, parents' fault, because you guys were not shown how to get spiritual food, how to get the water of life. Now, you guys know what that is? I'm holding it. What is it? The Bible. Now, when we read the Bible to you guys as parents, we have to show you how to do it. And we have to show you that without it, we have no life. And so what's going to happen is, when you guys think of the Bible, it's not going to be exciting to you guys. You guys are going to prefer maybe a cell phone, or you guys are going to prefer a video game or a computer. But let me tell you something. If the Word of God says you guys will be fainting, you guys will be falling, because us parents didn't teach you the Word of God, it's going to come to pass. So if us parents do not do it, let me tell you, you guys need to do it. You guys need to tell your mom, Mom, read me the Bible, or your big sister. And you have to let other people know what's coming your way. It's like a building on fire. If you're in a building and there's on fire on one end of the hallway, your job is to scream and let other people know. So we need to scream, and sometimes spiritually scream, and let our parents know it's time to wake up and teach you guys the Bible. So with that, I'm going to finish, and I'm going to do another prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much because you still give us the opportunity to read the Word of God. And in your prophecies, you have such beautiful messages, such beautiful messages of truth. Help us reveal the truth to our children so that they will not be amongst these children that will be fainting of thirst of the Word of God. Bless us, bless the pastor as he delivers this message. Speak through him, Lord, and open up our hearts that we may understand your message. In Jesus' name, amen. You may go back to your seats, please.